Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Eli in Parsha's Vayelech. That's Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud. And we had just learned that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Torah and he gave it to the Kehanim, the sons of Levi, the ones that carry the Aron Bris Hashem. And now the pasuk tells us, Vaitzav Moshe Isam Lemor, and Moshe commanded them, saying, Miketz Shav Hashanim, at the end of 7 years, B'moed Shnasa Shmita, on the Shmita year, B'chag HaSukkos, on Chag HaSukkos. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud, Miketz Shav Hashanim, B'shana Rishonah Shel Shmita. This is actually referring to the first year of the Shmita cycle, Shishana Hashminas. That's the eighth year, counting from the beginning of the previous Shemitah cycle. Now, so why is it being called the Shemitah year? If it's the eighth year, or if it's the first year, however you want to start the count, that's not considered like the Shemitah year. So we say, that's because there are certain halachas of Shemitah that still are kept in the eighth year, because that which was harvested after Shemitah, however it grew during Shemitah, that is still considered Shemitah, and you have to treat it properly. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, what are you supposed to do? When all of Klal Yisrael comes to appear in front of Hashem your God, and the place which he chooses, take us at Torah Zayis Neged Kol Yisrael Baznam. You shall read this Torah in front of Klal Yisrael in their ears. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Take us at Torah Zayis Hamelch Hayakari Mitchilas El Hadvarim. The king would read from the beginning of Dvarim Kitisim Misach Asayta Al Bima Shal Eit on a wooden bima Shaya Oisim Bazara they made in the Azara. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis Hakel Asam. Gather the nation, and this mitzvah is actually called Hakel Ha'Anoshim VaHanoshim VaTav. Men, women, and children. V'Gerach Hashem B'Sherecha, and the gerim that are in your cities. L'man Yishmu L'man Yilmadu, so that they can hear and learn. V'yaros Hashem lekechem, and fear Hashem your God, v'shamru lasois, and observe to perform as called divrei Torah zois, all the words of this Torah. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis ha'anoshim lomayd, the men are coming to learn, v'hanoshim lishmaya, and the women are coming to hear, v'hataf lomabayim. Why is it the children have to come? Lasei schar lemiveim, says Rashi, in order to give reward to those that bring them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, uvnei asher lo yadu, and your sons that do not know, meaning the later generations, yishmu v'lamdu, they're going to hear and they're going to learn, v'yaros Hashem lekechem, to fear Hashem your God, kol hayom mashartem chayim al adama, all the days that you're living on the land, that you are crossing over the Jordan over there to possess it. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.